Inside Mac.
Welcome to Inside Mac Radio. You're here with Scott Shepherd and Brad Wright. We're coming to you live from Mac World Conference and Expo 2007 here at Moscone Center in beautiful San Francisco. Brad, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott. This is one crazy Macworld, probably the biggest one in years, I think. Maybe much bigger than the one last year. We're 28% higher than last year's attendance, is what we're hearing.
Yeah, I mean, walking around today, you can't walk around. There's too many people in the aisles. It's like crazy. And the whole deal with the keynote today, the iPhone. You know, there's been rumors, there's been stuff hinted around, but, you know, Steve laid it down today, dude, big time.
Yeah, about an hour, I'd say like at least 50% or greater of the entire keynote was just the iPhone. And so it was a major, I mean, in fact, Apple specifically said, we're not going to talk about anything really Macintosh, we're just going to be talking about everything else, Apple. So quite a good keynote.
Well, actually, you know, they changed the name of the company. Announced today it was Apple Computer Incorporated, now it's Apple Incorporated. They dropped the word computer from their name. That's pretty crazy. I mean, they've changed from a computer company to, you know, consumer electronic. I don't know. It's Apple. That's what he say. It's just Apple, you know?
It's just Apple, yeah.
It is pretty cool stuff. And, you know, we got a pretty cool show lined up for you today. We're actually here live at Macworld.
Yeah, we got, coming up next, we're going to be talking some really cool storage with Kim Chi Stanford, the VP of Business Development at FirmTech.
Yep, and we're going to have the guys from Plast, the guys that do Comic Life. This is really cool. They got another new app they're working on. That's great. Later in the hour, we're going to have Bruce Haven. He is the owner of Lynda.com, so we're going to be talking about cool stuff with them. We got Mead Killian from Etymonic Research. Second hour, we're going to have Patrick Chan from Epson. We're going to sit down later, too, with Jeff Bodine. He is the CEO of Micromat. We're going to talk about the keynote, so you are listening to the Inside Mac Radio program. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
Macintosh for the new millennium.
This is Inside Mac.
Inside Mac. Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. You're here with Scott Shepherd and Brad Wright, and we're here live at Macworld Conference and Expo 2007 here at beautiful Moscone Center. Brad, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott. We are at the FirmTech booth, and we have probably the coolest product that I've seen in a long time for storage. This is a five-drive SATA enclosure with just one cable coming out. And so let's go ask the Kim Chi Stanford here about this product.
Hello, Kim. How are you doing today?
Very good, thanks. How are you doing?
Very good. You know, your booth is great here. I mean, it looks really cool. You got some high-definition video streaming at this rate. Tell us about this brand-new 5-bay enclosure. This is very nice stuff.
So this is the 5-bay enclosure. We are equipped with the port multiplication, meaning is in one port, you can drive up to 5 drives.
So I only need one cable coming from my MacBook Pro, or my Mac Pro, or my G5. One external SATA cable will run all 5 of these drives.
That is correct. For the MacBook Pro, as previously introduced with Surrey Tech 2 SM2, that's it. We have a 2 external port coming out. Each port can run up to 5 drives. With 2 ports, ultimately you can run up to 10 drives. For the G5 built with the PISA Express bus, you can go up to ultimately with the 20 drive VIR Surrey Tech 2 SME2-4. That is our latest host adapter as well.
So let's talk about that real quick. So we've had the standard adapters for PCIX and PCIe, okay? And you've had a 2 port for the E-bus and a 4 port for the X-bus, the PCIX. But you have new adapters here at the show that you guys just released that actually gives you, these are the port multiplying ones, and each one of these adapter cards are 4 port, but they're port multipliers. So why don't you tell our listeners about this whole thing with port multiplying and how all this works, because I guess some people might not understand what the port multiplier is.
Port multiplication meaning is on one port, you can drive it up to 5 drive via a single cable. In order to run the port multiplication, you need to have the host adapter build an engine with the port multiplication support, and then you need the external enclosures that build with a port multiplication chipset inside. In that way, the two between the host controller and the enclosure can communicate together. In that way, you can run one single cable up to five drives.
Yeah, and if you've ever handled a serial ATA cable, you notice that they're very thick because they have to have a lot of shielding around them. Does that also mean that the product itself has to have a lot of the proper shielding and grounding as well?
Yeah, definitely. The cable itself is kind of thick, more stiffer than a firewire cable. The reason behind that is because firewire cable, you can run up to 800 megabyte per second only. 800 megabit per second. While the serial ATA, you can run up to 300 megabyte per second, which is a very high frequency transfer, which is very, very, very sensitive. That therefore, you really need to have a high-duty cable with a proper shielding. Otherwise, you will have a cross-talking due to the environment.
Now, Kim, tell us about the new 5-bay enclosure. Besides having the port multiplication in it, you have some additional controls on the front of the enclosure compared to your standard 4-port or 4-bay enclosure. Tell us about some new stuff about the new 5-bay enclosure here.
For the new 5-bay enclosure, as usual, we are building with a direct backplane, meaning no data cable inside the system. You just slide the drive directly to the backplane, to the back of the enclosure, meaning it's a backplane. So you connect directly to the PCB board. There is the PCB, meaning like a print circuit board for all the components we build directly to custom-made with our enclosures. You know, as usual, FormTech enclosure is the direct backplane. The new feature for the 5-bay enclosure is, the power supply, which is, you know, we bring it to the front, which is, you know, you have an easy access to the power supply. So you don't have to reach through the back, because some customers, you know, who have the workstation on the video, they don't have to reach through the back. You can power off to the front. And however, we do have the secure feature, meaning is by accidentally, you know, if someone touch into it, the system, they won't power down, but you have to hold handheld, you know, stand still for a while, like 4 seconds, in order to power down the system. And we do have three fan switchable selection. So in that way, you can use the enclosure inside the audio studio, meaning it's very quiet. You can switch it all the way down to the low speed and medium speed and high speed. The high speed is usually we suggest for customers who are using 15K RPM to keep the enclosure and the hard drive cool down. And we also provide another LED audible mute alert, meaning for the fan, if one of the fan is failed, you can see visually or audio from distance.
You're here with Macworld Conference and Expo, here with Scott Shipper and Brad Wright. We are here with Kim Stanford from FormTech, and we've been talking about their brand new interface cards for the different Power Mac and the Mac Pro buses, and they have a brand new 5-bay enclosure that Kim was talking about. Kim, tell us, your company's a little bit different, that you actually design your own hardware and you actually write your own drivers, compared where other companies just use a generic driver from the chip manufacturer. You actually write your own code that goes with your own hardware. Tell us about how that works and how that's better than actually just using a generic driver.
We are building our own hardware and software. So in a way, we are knowing the low-level coding, and if any, you know, in addition to it, you know, we are part of the serial ATA organization, so we understand the technology, the concept. So we doing all the hardware design in-house, or the driver, and we understand inside out. If we have any problem related to it technical, then we're always there for customer to provide the answer. While the third party out there, or I can say competitors, they just sell the product, but they might not really understand what is, you know, the reason behind, or if they have any issue going on, they might not have the answer for the customer.
So if I have a question or a problem with my drive, I can just call your support and then go right, and you guys will have a good answer for me.
We don't have the phone, but we do on the email address, because that we find that very, very time. Very efficiency via the email, because we want the end user given a time for them to understand and thinking before they compose the email, as well as us. When we see the email, we can have the proper solution for them.
Tell me about your other two products. You have a two-bay enclosure that uses one SATA cable per drive, and you also have your four-bay enclosure. Tell us about those real quick.
These are the individual port per drive, which is in a way that you have a two cable out of the system or four cable out of the enclosure. However, the performance is quite a bit faster than the five bay, because this is that they utilize the one port per drive, meaning that you have a faster compared to you sharing the five drive per port.
Now tell us here, we have about a minute left here, Kim. Tell me prices on the brand new 5-bay enclosure with a port multiplier, and then give me the prices on the new interface cards for the PCI-X and the PCI Express buses with the port multiplier ports in them.
The 5-bay enclosure series tags name 5PM. Currently, we don't have the prices yet, and the price will be delivery at the same time we ship in the product, but we expect beyond $500. Currently, we are shipping the 4-bay enclosure. We are selling at $500. Yeah. And the PCI-X series tags 2SE4, pricing as $199.95. With a 4-port external and a 4-port multiplication support, and a series text 2ME4-E. Currently, we don't have the price yet, but we estimate the price beyond $200.
That's great stuff. Kim, thank you so much for taking the time today to actually explain to our listeners about all this port multiplying and this cool SATA stuff and this great product. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your time, too, and thanks for stopping by our booth.
Yeah, this is great stuff. I mean, Brad, we've both been using the FirmTech stuff for quite a while, and I mean, this stuff rocks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have a 4-port and a 2-port, and they are both rock solid. I'd recommend them to anybody. They're fantastic. If you wanted to find out more information about this company or these products, go to www.firmtech.com.
Yeah, and like I said, they don't pay us for this stuff. We pay for the stuff for FirmTech, and it just rocks. I mean, this stuff is crazy fast. And they tell us, little bug told us here that they're going to have some really cool stuff at NAB, too. So, when we get to NAB, they're going to have some more goodies for, I think, maybe the mobile market. Yeah. But either way, it's very cool stuff. You are listening to the Inside Mac Radio program live from Macworld Conference Expo. We'll be back after the short break. Don't go away.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to Inside Mac Radio. We're here live at Macworld Conference and Expo 2007 here in San Francisco. You're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. Brad, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott. Now for this booth here, we are in the Plask.com booth, and we are looking at a really cool application called Comic Life. You've probably heard of it. And we're talking to Keith Lang, who's one of the company's founders. Keith, how you doing?
Really, really good. Yeah, having fun here.
Yeah, Keith, now how did you, what's new for Comic Life for, for the new version that you guys had on the show?
Okay, we've got 1.3, which is a free update we've just released, and it's got a handful of new features, but the main ones, an email is comic button, so one click and it's in your mail. We've got visual style previews, so you can see exactly what you're going to get before you choose them. We've got some more rotatable panels. I got to think now, actually, what else have we got in there? And paste into other applications, and also, they'll let you paste into Photoshop and Illustrator as Vector, and also multiple tails on balloons, so multiple people can think of the same thing.
Now, Keith, tell us about this new app you guys have called Sketch.
Sketch, it's currently out in beta, so it's not yet released, but we're going to let people get their hands on it. Lets you take a snap, it lets you draw on it, and lets you share it really quickly. So you can drag, drop that into Mail, and you can post to web in just a few seconds, and it's really, really quick.
Now, it's a beta. When's this going to be available, and how much?
Pricing and availability is still, it should be soon, pretty soon. So watch out.
So I guess best thing now is just go download and play with it.
If you send us an email, we can get you on the beta program. So if you send to, I think it's beta@plast.com, or you better just check our website. Actually, have a look at our website for any updates. Yeah.
And tell us about pricing and delivery on Comic Life.
Comic Life is available actually at Macworld for sale for $20 US in a box. You can also get it from Freeverse for, I got to remember now, $29.95 US in a box. And you can also buy it, download. We can have a look, actually, if you want to. Let's just have a check on the old Plask website. Comic Life, if you want to purchase it. $24.95. There we go.
What a deal.
Yeah, it's cheap. And the site license is an educational license is available.
And we have to make sure we spell that right, because the website is www.plask.com. So Plask, but P-L-A-S-Q is the website. How did this company all get started? I mean, you guys are basically scattered all around the world, I take it.
Yeah, it's really unusual in that we've got guys in France, Switzerland, Australia, America, and Norway. And we started chatting and developing software by sending files backwards and forwards, and started doing good things. Comic Life was a big success, and we formed a company, and this is the first time we've met, actually.
So this is the first time you guys have ever seen each other. You've just been talking through iChat and all of that whole thing.
Aside from a couple of us in Melbourne, Australia, who know each other, this is the... And a couple of other guys have met each other, but no one's actually all been in the same room at the same time.
So in how many years have you guys been going?
Comic Life's been out for 2 years, so quite a while.
So quite a while, and you guys have never met before. Is this the first time at Macworld that you guys have been here?
We were here last year, not myself, but a couple of guys here last year for Comic Life, went and won the Apple Development Award.
Well, that's pretty good, guys. All right.
Keith, thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
There you go, Brad. I mean, Comic Life is so cool. We played with this thing like a year ago. We were having so much fun with this. Yeah. We were laughing our head off.
Yeah, we were actually trying to conduct an interview, and we were making funny little comics with pictures and trying to keep a straight face on the radio. It was fun.
Yeah, you guys definitely want to get this program. Check it out. It's called Comic Life, plask.com. You are listening to the Inside Mac radio program here live at Macworld Conference Expo 2007 at the Moscone Center. And this segment's been brought to you by Micromat. You can check them out over at www.micromat.com. You're here with Scott Shepard, Brad Wright. We'll be back with more great stuff from this year's show. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis. If you need troubleshooting, training, advice, or technical support for your Mac, we can help. We can resolve most Mac problems quickly, painlessly, and inexpensively, and we guarantee it. Plus, our cool internet-enabled remote control software lets us work with you no matter where in the world you happen to be. For more info or to schedule an appointment, visit www.boblevitis.com or give us a call at 408-627-7577.
Informal.
Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on.
Welcome back to Inside Mac. Right here with Scott Shipp and Brad White. We are coming to you live from the floor at Macworld Conference and Expo 2007 at Moscone. Brad, today, during the keynote, they didn't announce this, but actually in the press packet on Apple.com, they've introduced a brand new Airport Extreme.
Yeah, I mean, I have an Airport Extreme at my house, and so this one is a more extreme Airport Extreme, if it could get any more extreme. It doesn't just support 802.11b or 802.11g. It's now supporting 802.11n. For a full throughput of 100 whopping megabits a second. Really great stuff.
Yeah, I think it's 100 megabit, but you know what's cool? The thing is the size of it's basically the same type of container enclosure as a Mac Mini. But you know what is so cool about this thing? It has a USB port on the back. Do you know that you can stick a USB hard drive in the back of the new Airport Extreme, and guess what shows up on the network? Storage. A hard drive shows up. So now think about it. You get Mac OS 10.5, Leopard, okay? Yep. Or whatever the code name is, I think it's Leopard. And you're using Time Machine with the new deal. You can back up to the network. Think about it. You can put your iTunes library on the network. A lot of cool stuff. So this thing's $199 or somewhere in that realm. And it's going to ship in February, the same time as a product we're going to talk about later in the show here was the Apple TV. We're going to say that to the end of the show, but it's pretty cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. Very, very cool. So stick around. This is going to be a great show with all kinds of surprises and fun guests. It's going to be great.
That's it. You are listening to the Inside Mac radio program. Also, we'd like to thank our newest affiliate, WURP 1550 The Edge in beautiful Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So welcome to all you guys listening. If you have any comments, you can send them to radio@insidemac.com. You're listening to Inside Mac Show with Scott Shipper, Brad Wright. We are here at Macworld Expo. We'll be right back.
Creative Planet Communities present the Digital Production Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Production, post-production, distribution.
What's really happening now and in your digital future? The Digital Production Buzz, live Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. Archives and podcast immediately after.
Momentum for your Macintosh.
Scott Shepard
is Inside Mac.
Wish to leave a record of your call.
Welcome back to Inside Mac. We're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. Brad, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Scott. I am just like, I'm really macked out in the Mac World Conference. It's just crazy here. I just can't even walk through the place. It's so jammed.
Dude, we haven't even talked about the iPhone yet, but we're going to. Later in the show, we're going to talk about the iPhone. But right now, we're here, you know, of course, at Mac World Expo. We're at Moscone Center here in beautiful San Francisco. Right now, we're with our buddy, Bruce Haven. Bruce is the owner of Lynda.com. Lynda.com is an online training library. They do a bunch of stuff. We're like, Bruce, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good, Scott. Thank you for having me here.
No, this is great. Your guys' booth is huge this year. You guys stepped up.
Yeah, we've been growing. It's I guess it's not a secret here at the show, but we've been growing, and we've been growing our training library, and as our customer base grows, we grow to accommodate.
Yeah, it's very cool. Now, give our listeners a background. You've been on the show before, but tell everybody that's listening, Lynda.com, what is it?
What is Lynda.com? I think we're an educational company. I don't think I know. We're an educational company. And we really started out, it started out as a website to help Art Center College of Design students, my wife, Lynda Wyman. She's my partner in crime. It was really to help them out, and it kind of grew as a website. And she went into books and publishing, and it grew from there. And we moved into classrooms, but we just kept growing it more as a business. It became less about us personally training and more about finding the best trainers we could find, people that we thought were better than us, to replace us, to become trainers. And we evolved basically into an online video service. So we're just into building a massive library of training material.
So you guys do training that's video-based. So I guess you had these really cool authors and great trainers sit down in front of a camera and a microphone and a computer, and you guys sort of record them teaching you how to do this cool software. You offer this on CD/DVD, and there's an online component. So why don't you tell us the difference between the two?
Well, the CD-ROMs, they do okay. You have them, and you could lose them. You could lose the case. You put them in the case. You put them in the wrong case. You forget to take them with you to work. You bring them home. You know how it is. You have a bunch of CDs that are in the wrong case. But what we find is people actually like the online aspect because they could log in at work They could log in at home. They could go visit their mom on vacation, and if she has a connection, they could get in, and they could learn something in a quick 15 minutes if they have the time.
Well, this is Brad, and what I want to ask is that how much of your business now is just online versus physical media?
I think we almost focus entirely on the online. We do the other stuff. I would probably say it's about a good 80% of our business or more is all online.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. Now, the online gig is, what is it, 20, 30 bucks a month, 19? I don't know how much. How much is it to actually get onto your deal and learn all the stuff you have?
Well, how much is it? We have a couple price points. We offer it at $375 per year, and that is access to everything for 1 year, for including the exercise files. We also sell it for $250 for a year subscription. And if you want to go month by month with no size files, it's $25 a month.
Yeah, it's really cheap, and I think the best deal going is just pay for the whole year and you get everything. It's pretty cool.
Well, I was going to say is that if you buy like one book, that's going to cost you $40, and that's only good for one topic, and it may not even be a very good book. Whereas this is everything that you guys make, videos, technical documents, everything is here online for $25?
Almost. Not technical documents. We don't have our books published online, or at least as of yet. Actually, I don't know if we have plans for that at the moment, but we do have all of our video content online. We currently have 250 courses, and we've just started accelerating, and we're now at the rate of adding about 2 courses per week. Don't hold me to it, but we're pretty darn close.
What's your most popular downloads right now?
Well, we just put out a piece with Deke McClellan, and it was actually a piece he did with us, and we made it completely free, so anyone could try it for free. It's a preview of Photoshop CS3. We just got really excited about it, and we want to encourage everybody to check it out, so we put a whole preview showing the entire program for everybody online.
Yeah, Deke's a great guy because his content isn't dry, it's not boring, it's just fun. It really, really, he's a great, great guy. He's fun to watch, even if you're not interested in what he actually has to say. It's just still fun.
Yeah, he's a goofball. You know, he did one podcast, and I hear there might be some more coming out, maybe. You never know. More podcasts from Deke. You never know.
Maybe so.
You never know. But, you know, you do want to, though. But you are listening to Inside Mac Radio here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. We are here with Bruce Haven. He is the owner of Lynda.com. These guys do cool training. We're at Moscone Center in beautiful San Francisco at their monster, huge booth for Lynda.com. And I don't know, you have the best foam here, I think. This is supposed to cost a lot to upgrade the padding.
I had fun. I've been working on this booth since August. It's a very large booth. I've just had a lot of fun with this, a lot of fun with the design.
It's fun like Lynda.com stuff. So Lynda.com, you can go sign up, and there's a bunch of cool stuff. Of course, you go to Lynda, L-Y-N-D-A, Lynda.com. And you guys also do Flash Forward. And there was like a little mini component here at Macworld, but your big show is coming up in Boston. Tell us about Flash Forward.
Well, Flash Forward is going to be in Boston on September 19th through the 21st at the Marriott Copley Place.
And Flash Forward is a great show. I mean, I went to last year's one in Seattle, and it was just amazing. The content, the speakers, it's just way cool.
What's really interesting about Flash Forward is it's not like any other conference. It's, you know, usually you go to a conference like a Howell conference, you get a lot of these conferences, and they're all about designers. And you go to Macworld, and it's all about creative people. But then you go to a place like Flash Forward, and it kind of straddles the line of the developer and the designer. And it's where the two kind of collide, where people are into coding and designing, and they're coding and designing in an interactive medium. And it's unlike anything else.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Now, this is coming up here. This is going to be in September, right? 19th through the 21st.
Correct.
And there's a $100 discount, too. If you go to flashforwardconference.com and type in the code FFBMW07. BMW. You have one of those. Whoa, hey. Whoa, Brad's got one, too. Everybody's got a Beamer here. Bobby's got a Benza. Oh, well.
Oh, that's in the club, then.
Okay, so you can check out Lynda at, you know, Lynda's deal at Lynda.com. All the great training. And then, of course, flashforwardconference.com. Now, Bruce, you went to the keynote this morning. We all went to the keynote, okay? What do you think about the iPhone?
I'm ready to hand in my razor. Yeah. It's, June can't come along quick enough. I walked over and actually looked at it after the keynote just about an hour ago. And And it's a lot different in person than on the screen. I mean, I loved it on the screen. I was ready to jump. But when I saw it, it's a little smaller than I thought. The screen's big for its size, but it's small and it has nice rounded corners. And it's very, it just has a sexy feel about it. It would feel good in a pocket or in your hand, or it's just, there's something really nice about it that I can't put my thumb on. Well, maybe I can, but
they won't let you touch it yet.
No, it's behind a glass case.
It's in a big glass case to protect it from drool or any other kind of bodily fluid that might be impacted with it. It's crazy.
And so you can take Bruce's word on it, because see, Bruce is like, he's in the gear like we are. He's a gear junkie, okay?
Yeah.
Tell us about your latest deal. You're into this Leica camera stuff now. Going off on a tangent, you got a new Leica Deluxe 3. We talked with those guys at Photo Plus. It's a beautiful camera.
Yeah, I got this little camera. Actually, I got it recently. I picked up a bunch of cameras. We just recently were awarded a contract with Adobe for the in-the-box training.
Wow, is this for all Adobe stuff?
All the creative suites, all the suite products are coming out.
That's huge.
Right.
Wow.
So if you register, when it finally releases, the CS3 products, if you register your product, there will be a free month of training with lynda.com as one of the incentives, I believe.
That's cool.
But to get my staff motivated, I bought them all these Leica cameras.
Oh.
And these are really fun. They're wide angle aspects. The sensors are wide angle. And oh, geez, I don't know what to say about it. I just have fun because it's the only camera I love other than my SLR. This one's pocketable.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece.
You go to a trade show or you go a lot of places and travel and you can't stick these things in your pocket, but this one you can, or at least you could try.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Check that out. That's a Leica Deluxe 3. You can go over to Inside Digital Photo and check out. We did an interview with the guys from Leica at Photo Plus. Bruce, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Scott.
There you go, Bruce Haven. You're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. You can check out all the cool things going on with him over at Lynda. That's L-Y-N-D-A, lynda.com. We're here at Macworld Conference and Expo 2007 live on the show floor. We'll be back after a few moments with more cool stuff from the show. And later on, me and Brad are going to talk about the iPhone. Cool stuff. We'll be right back. If you want to keep up with the world of Macintosh, there's only one place that will provide everything you need to know, and always first. MacMinute.com is a leading source for up-to-the-minute Mac news. Updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, MacMinute has all the news and industry information weeks before the magazines. Why be the last to know when Mac news breaks? Visit MacMinute.com.
Inside your life.
Business.
Your home.
Inside
your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
With Scott Shepard.
Welcome back to Inside Mac Radio here live at Macworld Conference and Expo 2007 here at the beautiful Moscone Center. And right now we have a very special treat for everybody. We have Mead Killian. He is the president of Etymotic Research, and they have a brand new Bluetooth wireless headphone set for the iPod. Mead, how you doing?
Fine. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much. I mean, you guys make a great product. You have a bunch of different... Before we talk about all of your different earphones, your monitoring devices, your devices use an armature base, and it's different than other manufacturers use a moving coil that's basically a speaker, a little miniature speaker. Tell us about how your earphones are constructed and why the armature, the moving armature, is better than the speaker type.
Well, I designed the grandfather of these moving armature units some 30 years ago. And the modern units, not the ones back then, but the modern units are designed to make it possible to give a maximum response at around 2700, which is where the ear has its maximum response, and maintain a good frequency response above that. So the moving armature inherently is relatively easy if you do the rest of the plumbing right, the rest of the acoustic channel, to make a really high fidelity earphone. The moving coil, in contrast, tends to have a resonance around 1500, so it becomes difficult to make a really high fidelity earphone with a moving coil, although you can make a lot of noise.
So it's sort of like a, you know, it's sort of like a full range speaker system with a coil, whereas a moving armature is able to go for a higher range all the way across the frequency response of the whole entire system. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement.
Fair assessment of that. Now, we've got this new product that I really like, is these new Bluetooth headphones that you have. Tell us a little bit about this new really good-sounding headphones you have.
Well, we waited until we could find a circuit that gave full fidelity. We sampled the audio at CD quality, 44.1 and 16 bits, and then it's digitally compressed only down to 328 kilobits, which is a very high bit rate, and still have a battery drain that's low enough that we can fit it in a very small case. And the last thing about the size is we took an antenna, which would be much longer than the case normally, and folded it into a C and did it in such a way that we got the same performance as the normal antenna. The essential feature is that it sounds, as far as I can tell and the other folks, indistinguishable from our best earphones. That we've really been able to achieve that, and we waited until we could get the noise and everything else to that level.
Yeah, this really is an amazing product, and it comes with a little teeny tiny dock that fits on the edge of the iPod Nano or any iPod dock connector. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Or 30-pin. Any 30-pin.
So any old 30-pin dock connector. And I understand this product is shipping. What's the price on this?
$299 for the combination.
That's a great deal. And there's also one of the things I want to point out on this thing is that you can control the volume from the actual headphone itself. So you can actually, you don't have to actually reach down to the iPod to actually change the volume. It will actually control the volume on the iPod. It'll actually adjust the volume on the iPod wirelessly from the Bluetooth headset. Really slick looking stuff.
Well, and you can, the unique feature is that you can adjust it from either the iPod or from the earphone. And the actual attenuation is done in the earphone, so you get the maximum, the minimum noise on this transmission channel. But the logic is all done in the iPod.
Mead, where do we find out more information on all your great headphones, the Bluetooth stuff, all the cool stuff you guys are up to? You have a bunch of different kinds of tips. You have foam, you have molded, you have all kinds of great stuff. Where do we find out all this cool information about Atomotic Research?
Of course, on Atomotic.com, Etymotic.com. And if I can just say one more thing, the one product that I always push is a very inexpensive product, $12. It's our hi-fi earplugs, and they allow you to listen in any noise level very comfortably, but with high fidelity.
That is good to protect the hearing and listen to great stuff. Mead, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. You are listening to the Inside Mac Radio program here live at Macworld Conference and Expo 2007. You're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more great coverage of this year's show. Do you want to find Macintosh software updates faster? Do you want to do this without paying a yearly fee or a site bogged down with tons of advertising? Do you want your software update site to offer you a free membership featuring custom watch lists, email update notifications, custom layouts, and more? Do you want to have the latest 15 Macintosh software updates streamed to your menu bar? Now, do you really want to know who this great website is for the best Macintosh software updates on the planet? It's MacUpdate.com. Check out MacUpdate. Visit www.macupdate.com.
You are Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. You're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. Brad, isn't this fun?
Oh, this is a great show. I mean, really fantastic. We're having a great time here. We're seeing some really great products, some things that really are pretty amazing, some amazing printers, some amazing new iPod accessories, and of course, fun stuff for the Mac, too.
There's so much cool accessories in this show. Like we said earlier, you know, Brad was talking about 28% higher pre-registered attendance, so we really don't know how many people, what the total is going to be until the show's over, and, you know, those IDG guys will probably give us numbers 6 months from now. But either way, it's pretty busy, and earlier you could not walk through the aisles. It's just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, there were places. The craziest thing was the buzz, the people around the iPhone. And you could not even get near one for the longest period of time. It was so packed. There still is people that like literally refuse to leave from that iPhone. It is amazing stuff.
Dude, the security around this iPhone is like a Secret Service. Brad got close to put his phone up next to it. He's got some, I don't know, flip phone. Okay. okay? Yeah. And he puts this thing up next to it, and the guys jump out like it's like Secret Service. Don't come near the fire. And it's like, whoa, dude, chill out. Pretty crazy, though. And I mean, it is, it's a stunning piece. I mean, it's the baddest thing I've seen in years.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing, because if you don't see this thing in person, you don't get a full appreciation of what it has, you know, what it has to offer. It's an amazing piece. Everybody should come down and see it.
Oh, yeah, and coming up here later in the hour, we're going to have Patrick Chan from Epson. We're going to have our friends from MyView. They make a very cool goggles for your iPod or any video device that lets you watch like a big screen TV by putting these glasses on. And then we're going to sit down with Jeff Bodine, myself, and Brad. We're going to talk about the iPhone. You're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. We'll be right back.
Thanks so much for listening to Inside Mac Radio. Isn't this great? Hey, it's David Lawrence, and I'd love if you would listen to my podcasts as well. I've got two of them. One is a podcast for my countdown show, the Net Music Countdown. You can get it at feeds.feedburner.com/NMC. And then I have a second one for those of you that listen to online tonight or the David Lawrence show. We've got the nightly podcast, and that you can pick up at feeds.feedburner.com/PN. So there's two of them for you. And now, back to more of Inside Mac Radio.
Macintosh for the new millennium. This is Inside Mac.
Inside Mac. Inside Mac.
Welcome back to Inside Mac Radio. Here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. Now we're here with one of our buddies, Patrick Chan from Epson America. They got a brand new printer they released here at Macworld. This is the Epson Stylus Photo 1400. Hey, Patrick, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Brad, isn't this thing beautiful? I mean, do you see the print that just came off of that thing?
I am.
Look, it's in your hand.
I am holding this print, and I'm just like, I'm looking harder and harder into this print, and I'm still looking for like little ink droplets and, you know, and like little smudgies and things like that, and I don't see it. It's just, and my, I'm like, my eyes are hurting, so I better give it up.
Right. What you're looking at is a 11 by almost 17 enlargement, and that's really the key story here. For $399, the same price as the old 1280, you can get these beautiful enlargements from a 6 megapixel DSLR. But here's the shame. You've got DSLR users out there that are printing 4x6 and 8x10. You can print 13x19 true without losing any detail. And not only this, I know you can't see this over the radio, but you can see that this is all the detail in the scales, all the color. This is something that's fit for framing. And that's really the story here. This 1400 is going to enable a lot of DSLR users to be able to print enlargements right at home, perfect for printing.
So for $399, I can pick up this printer, and I got, like, do I have to use any special paper or anything else?
It's a cut sheet only, so up to 13x19 enlargements, Epson papers, handles everything but all the fine art papers. But it's a beautiful glossy, beautiful matte prints, and it's also the ability to print onto CDs and DVDs. So it's really a creative outlet for any DSLR user that's going to ready to go above letter size.
Now, is this, this is also has a, let's see, I'm going to look at the ink set we have on this printer. What do we have as far as ink sets?
So the 1400 has the Clary ink set. So it's a Clary ultra high definition inks, and it's a beautiful color, great black point. It's also water-resistant photos. So on when you print it on glossy, it's water-resistant right off the bat. 98 years of ink longevity and smudge, scratch, fade resistance, all in one package. Now, the other story is it's the fact it's a 1280 replacement. And when you compare the 1400 to the old 1280, it's three times the print speed, three times the ink longevity, 98 years as opposed to 27, and three times the ink yield because it's all individual cartridges. So it's a huge story.
Patrick, tell us about how many actual number of inks is in the 1400.
You're looking at six colors, the cyan, magenta, yellow, as well as light cyan, light magenta, typical photo colors. And you're looking at just amazing print speed. You can see, well, you can't really see this, but you can, maybe you can.
It's really fast, though, yeah.
Oh my gosh, it is so fast. I can't believe how blindingly fast. I can't even see the ink cartridge moving back and forth so fast.
It's a blur.
But honestly, the individual cartridges are very convenient because unlike the 1280, we had to replace the entire color cartridge when one color went out. just change one cartridge at a time.
So if you print a lot of black and white, you just need to replace, you know, one, or if you print something with a lot of red, or if you're doing just maybe some flyers or some basic office work with it, and you just run out of red, you can just pop the red in.
Exactly. So, like, if you're printing a lot of landscapes, you'll probably end up printing a lot of out of a lot of cyans first because of the blues of the sky and the blues of the green component. So, yes, very convenient and very efficient. That's the key. We're trying to help you save money as you print.
Now, this is, it has a sheet feeder in the back, and then it has a pass-through to do heavier stuff, and I guess the DVDs and the CDs, yeah?
Actually, all it has is a CD-DVD in the front and the cut sheet. If you want to do fine art papers and roll papers, we'd have to step up to the R1800 for $549.
Okay, so if for a few hundred more, I can go to the 1800.
Right.
Now, am I going to get the same quality out of the R1800 as the 1400? Because this 1400, I mean, is just unbelievable.
It's same exact quality. Epson's known for its quality. All our heads are the same. The difference really is in the number of nozzles. The 1400 has, the 1800 is twice as fast as the 14, but the 1400 is three times faster than the 1280, so we keep stepping forward.
That is really, really cool stuff there. So tell us about some other stuff going on. I mean, I know you've released the Epson Stylus Photo 1400. Tell us about some of the other great printers that you're the actual product manager.
Yeah.
So tell me about some of the other stuff. You're in charge of the 1800.
I'm in charge of all the 13-inch printers. So the full lineup now with the 1400 is the 1400 for $399, the R1800 for $549, and then the fine art printer, which is the R2400 for $849. So full lineup. So depending on where you are, where you're at with photography or fine art, you have a printer at 13 inches that can meet your needs.
Now, what can I do with the 2400 compared that I couldn't do with the brand new 1400? So if I want to just say, okay, well, it's only a few hundred dollars more, should I just put a few more hundred down? You know, what can I do with the 24 that I couldn't do with the 14?
The biggest difference is in the ink. The 1400 is a dye-based printer, so you're going to have these beautiful photos. But when you jump to 18 or 24, you're looking at pigment inks. And that's really what the professionals demand because it's highly archival. You know, you're looking at 250 years or more under glass, 98 years for the 4800. 200 to 250 years on the 18 to 24.
Wow. Hey, you're here listening to Inside Mac Radio. We're here with Patrick Chan from Epson America, and we're talking about the brand new Photo Stylus Photo 1400 that they just released here at Macworld. And we were just talking about the difference between the 1400 and the basically the standard in fine art photography printing, the 2400. You were talking about the K3 ink. Supply-wise, if I go with the 2400, is it a lot more expensive to buy refills for the ink for the 2400 compared to like the 14 or the 1800?
No, the 1400 is going to be about $20 a cartridge, high capacity cartridges. But the 18 to 24 already had the high capacity as well, but they're less expensive per cartridge. They're about $15 a cartridge. So there is a step up story. The more you pay for the hardware, the less you actually pay for the ink.
That's a great deal. A few hundred bucks, and they may have a 2400. But this is beautiful. I mean, really, for this price point, I still can't believe this 1400.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm really seeing that the print quality just keeps getting better and better. And it's also what I really like about the images is that there's a sense of, like, even tone now, really, between it. You know, you don't see the smudges and the little speckles that you would see. I mean, I have an Epson printer at home, which I paid about $300 for. And it's an older one. It's the R300.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I didn't pay. I was somewhere around there. But this is a $400 printer, and it blows it away. I mean,
that's the absolute story. We keep going, moving ahead with print quality. All of the 13-inch chassis is a high-quality chassis, so you can't get draft print speeds from it, but that doesn't matter, because when you see the quality, that's what's going to sell you. You have great print speeds at photos, great fast photo speeds, but we don't do any text on there. This one is a quality chassis only.
Patrick, what format paper can I go from the smallest on the 1400 to the biggest?
As small as 4x6, as large as 13x19. And it also includes 5x7, 8x10, letter size, 11x14, 12x12, and of course the 13x19.
Everything. This is very cool stuff. Now, where do we find out more information about the new 1400? When's it going to be available and all that kind of cool stuff?
You can check online at Epson. It's www.epson.com/SP1400, and it's going to ship on February 1st.
Wow. So that's cool. Can you actually go to Epson.com and buy it direct, or should they go to find a reseller? What's the best way if someone wants to buy an Epson product and, you know, to get real. And I think another thing, too, is, you know, it really makes a difference when you use the correct paper and the correct ink and printers. And people always try to save a nickel and buy off-brand inks and stuff. But I think, really, to make everything work, you guys have engineered the ink with the nozzles, with the delivery, with the software, with the color profiles. Where do we get all this stuff? Is there a way to buy this direct?
Actually, with the driver itself, you're going to have all the profiles in the software when you print. And that's key because reputation of print quality is what's most important to Epson. That's why the photographers choose us. So our papers and everything are engineered to provide you the best print possible. In regards to where you can buy it online, in retail. Papers are, you can also available everywhere. So it's really anywhere you go, you should be able to find this printer, especially if they handle larger size enlargements.
Yeah, I think it's really important, Brad, too, is just to keep the right brand of paper and ink to go with your printer, because everything is, like Patrick said, engineered to work together.
Yeah. Oh, one more question I had was, what about connectivity? How do I connect this thing up? Can I use the internet? All that kind of, I mean, can I go IP? Is it Wi-Fi? What do I have?
You have two connections. You have the regular PIC bridge, so you can do direct printing from cameras. You also have USB 2.0. And that's really the key connectivity of Windows Vista and the Mac OS X.
But what if I want to connect it up to the network?
You'd have to go with a USB network adapter to do that, or use a print server.
Oh, cool.
Patrick, thank you so much for joining today. Really appreciate it, and this is a beautiful printer.
Thank you. It's great to see you guys again.
There you go. Patrick Chin from Epson America. He's a product manager, and he's in charge of the brand new Epson Stylus Photo 1400. You can check out more information at Epson.com, and then you would click what country and blah, blah, blah. But check it out. Just go to Epson.com. You are listening to Inside Mac Radio Program. You're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. Isn't this cool stuff?
This is awesome.
I mean, for the price, I can't believe it. For like $3.99.
Yeah, I'm going to go get one.
It's almost free, you know? So check it out, Epson.com. You're listening Inside Mac. We'll be back with more cool stuff from this year's Macworld Expo.
Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California is home to the world's largest collection of computer-related artifacts, including rare and one-of-a-kind objects such as the Apple I, the 20th anniversary Mac, and the Palm Pilot prototype. For tours and events or more information, please visit www.computerhistory.org or call 650-810-1010.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio Show, coming to you live at Macworld Conference and Expo 2007. We are here right now with Chris Kissinger from Micro Optical. You guys have a very cool product called MyView. These are personal video viewing device for an iPod or really any music device. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hi there, how are you?
Nice. Doing very well, thank you.
Thank you.
Tell us about MyView. This is a very cool, unique product. I think you guys were the first to market that I had seen with a device that lets you plug into an iPod video and actually watch your video in glasses. How's all this stuff work?
It works really, really cool. It's basically a MyView glasses goes directly into your iPod with an external battery. You get it's a really cool looking, sleek look. We like to tone it to the LeVar Burton Star Trek look. Really neat about it is you get to look over, under, through, left, right, and still able to watch TV from 10 feet away, from a 27-inch TV from 10 feet away.
Yeah, I really like this. I tried on the glasses. This is Brad Wright, and I really like it. I tried the glasses. They are pretty slick. I like these a lot better than some of the other products I've seen because they have curved glass, which reduces the glare, and so it's a lot cleaner to sit there and watch it. I found it was also not very fatiguing to watch it for a long period of time. As you also have a very stylish, nice booth here, which isn't very fatiguing to be in either.
I think there's a double meaning to that.
So tell us, there's different versions of the MyView, and how does this all work if someone actually has to wear glasses and they don't have contacts?
There's an RX attachment that you order. When you buy the product, you're getting basically a case, you're getting a car charger, a a power charger, a battery, and the glasses along with a remote. If there is an RX problem with your vision, you can get the attachment that they fill the prescription. It's basically a $99 accessory to the MyView, and they just clip right on. There are also three different bridge types. I've learned that through our cultures that we all have different size noses and bridges. They come with four different of those. They come also with earbud replacements.
So everything's built on now. Isn't there also a version that if you don't have an iPod and I want to plug this into a portable DVD player or some other video device, I can do that too?
There is. It's called a universal version that will come out in April with a longer lasting battery, smaller, more sleek, compact. You can use it with a DVD player, your cell phones that have now video on them. In the world of AV, you can transfer through the three-line single plug. You can transfer anything. I mean, I've seen cameramen use them. I've seen directors use them. There's just so many different applications for this, for the universal version we're talking about.
Because the universal version uses the little eighth-inch mini plug with three tips on it. So basically, it's like all the little small camcorders, all the stuff that have the single-out little jack. It works on all of this.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, Chris, where do we find more information on the MyView, the glasses, the universal stuff, the RX prescription, anything that's going on with you guys?
Everything is right there at MyView.com. Once again, MyView.com. You can order it there. You get all your reviews there. You get a lot of everything is based off of MyView.com.
Chris, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Brad, this stuff is great. I mean, we've looked at a bunch of these things here at the show, and these things are pretty nice. I mean, this is a very nice-looking product.
Yeah, it's not only nice, but the booth is also really nice, too. It's worth coming by just to check out the booth. I like this booth. I want to stay here all day.
Yeah, I don't know. Why do you like this booth so much? I don't know what it is here.
I just think it's the decor.
Yeah. No, but it's a great product, and I think when we've really looked at other products on the market, you know, like you said, it comes with the glasses, the adapter cable piece, special battery case, piece for your iPod, a car charger, and a pretty cool case. For the price, it's still pretty slick stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, this is really good stuff. This is probably the most solid built product that's out there on the market.
Yeah. So like you said, you can check them out at MyView. That's MyVU, MyView.com. You are listening to the Inside Mac Radio program live here at Macworld Expo Conference 2007 at Moscone Center. You're here with Brad Wright and Scott Shepherd, and we're just wandering the floor checking out cool products and reporting back to you guys about what we find. So you guys hang tight. You can find out more information at www.InsideMacRadio.com. We'll be right back.
When it comes to product development and the strategic direction of your business, not everyone can offer you a crystal ball. At the Industry Measure, formerly Trendwatch Graphic Arts, we're not clairvoyant, but soon it may seem that way to you. With extensive market surveys in the field at least six times a year, the Industry Measure delivers you reliable, projectable market data that makes growing your business seem magical. Digital printing, variable data printing, employee retention, overseas outsourcing, new media, investment projections in the creative, printing, internet, and publishing markets. The Industry Measure reports the variables that ensure your business never becomes a vanishing act. We measure the information you need in a wide variety of market reports, atlases, special and mini reports, on time and on budget. Hocus pocus? No, just focus. Visit theindustrymeasure.com, your industry data resource. The Industry Measure.
Informal.
Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. We're here with Scott Shepherd and Brad Wright. Right now, Brad, let's talk about Apple TV. This was a device that we saw, that we actually got to shoot and go to the preview back in September of 2006, that they codenamed ITV. Now it's Apple TV. This thing is bad, way wicked cool.
Yeah, I really think it is. I mean, and what's really, really got even, the story even got even better on Apple TV was the fact is that the resolution goes up to 720 lines vertical. Horizontal lines. lines. So effectively, it looks like you can hook this up to your high-definition television and get high-definition video. It looks really good. And so it is it's become a much better product. It has USB interface. It has Wi-Fi 802.11n standard that's supported on this device. So it just does a lot more than we really initially knew about it when they first presented it to us. It's really great.
Yeah, it is. I can't wait to order one. These things are going to be $299. They've got a 40-gig hard drive in them, and you'll be able to get them in February. So I'm putting my order in because I have a flat panel that's been sitting there wrapped up
in the box
for a long time, but it's got its name on it. It's gonna have a new little friend. It's gonna have an HDMI cable going from it to my little Apple box. I don't even need to plug it on TV anymore. I don't even need to plug this thing in the cable system.
That's right. Yeah, you don't need cable if you have this device. It's all you need.
You don't need it. It's cool stuff. So you guys really need to check out. Go to apple.com/Apple TV, I think. But you guys go to apple.com. Stuff's everywhere. It's on there. It's pretty cool stuff. You're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. You're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. And next up here, we're going to be talking about the iPhone. Myself, Jeff Bodine, and Brad Wright talking about all the cool things with the iPhone. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You know where you want to go. The challenge is getting there. That's why AGFA has developed innovative solutions that address your current needs while preparing your business of the future. Our chemistry-free CTP is one example. Effortless workflow software and high-productivity inkjet printing are others. We develop technology with your goals in mind because our goal is to help you arrive at your destination efficiently and profitably. Stay ahead with AGFA. Visit AGFA.com for more info.
Momentum for your Macintosh.
Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
If you wish to leave a record of your call.
Welcome back to Inside Mac Radio, coming to you live from Macworld Conference Expo 2007 here at beautiful Moscone Center. You're here with Scott Shepard, Brad Wright, and we're joined by our buddy Jeff Bodine. How you guys doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Scott.
I am doing fantastic.
So, we were all at the keynote today, okay? Jeff, of course, being a longtime Apple. You've been working on Mac stuff since what, 83? 84 when they announced it?
84. First one, yeah. First one.
I go back farther. I had an Apple too.
That's not a Mac.
But I know.
Well, you know, this is Brad Wright. I had an Apple III, which is my first Apple. So, I mean, I like, you know, the big, ugly, low, slow-spinning drives and everything. But they had some fun games. You know, it was a good system.
Okay, so everybody's got this old-timey background here on the Mac deal. And, you know, we've seen all this cool stuff. But today, iPhone.
Fantastic.
What do you think?
I love it. I absolutely love it, and it was on my Santa Claus list of things I want, a pocket Mac. And what he basically described was a pocket-sized device that runs OS X, that besides being a phone and an iPod and a navigation web browser type thing, is basically a pocket-sized Mac, and I've wanted this forever. What I'm scared of is that it's going to be another iPod, where it's a closed system. Developers keep out unless you're in Apple's inner circle. I'm really hoping at the developer conference they're going to say, hey, you just use this compiler, we're going to provide you with the tools, and you can write software for this thing. I think if they do that, it's going to be a total success. If they don't do that, it's just going to be another closed box where we don't have the screwdriver to open it.
Brad, you're a developer, you're writing code too, you guys are spitting code. What do you think? I bet it's going to be closed, man. So tight, you couldn't put a nail in it with a 10-pound sledge, brother.
Well, you know, it's like everything. I mean, it's going to probably evolve over time. There's no saying that this will be the end-all, be-all platform, that this is going to be the end-all. I mean, they're going to start out and saying, we're closed, we're not going to do everything, but yet you can make your own widgets and download widgets. And so slowly and surely, I think people will start, like caving in and saying, okay, we'll let you guys come in and play. You know, because I want to put some stuff on here. I mean, I think it's like there's so much you could do. It's got Wi-Fi. It's got Bluetooth. It's like it's incredible. I mean, what do you think, Jeff?
I think that, I had this conversation with somebody when they came out with the iPod. In fact, when we first saw it, I talked to our Apple rep and said, cool, when can I develop software for it? And he kind of shook his head and gave me that face. And they still shake their head and give you that face unless you make a good, you know, mobile game of some kind, they don't really want to talk to you. And I'm so frightened that it's going to be like this with this phone. And you mentioned the widget. He showed one widget that Apple obviously wrote. I didn't get any inclination that they were going to let any widget run on it, just the widgets they ship with it.
Well, you know, I mean, widgets are basically Java code, so I would imagine if you could find a way of hacking into a system to get it down to the phone, either through, you know, setting it through Wi-Fi or downloading a file, I can't see how they'd keep it out. You know, what do you think?
I think it's exactly what you said. Somebody's going to hack it. Somebody's going to find a way. I was looking really closely at iTunes when he had it hooked up to the iPhone, looking for something that said install software or, you know, install something. And I saw nothing of the kind. It was just what he showed you. And that seemed to be all that they're going to give you for now.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, you're listening Inside Mac Radio. We're here at Macworld 2007 at the beautiful, lovely, and we're in the underground Mac bunker, the Mac bunker here in San Francisco. You're here with Scott Shepard, Jeff Bodine, and Brad Wright. We're talking about Apple's new iPhone. What do you guys think about the other carriers? I think these guys are freaking out, man. A freak out automatic mode. Think of the Nokia guys, okay? And Motorola, and these other guys making phones, Samsung and LG. Dude, they're hosed. You may want to just pack up and leave.
I totally agree. It's Singular has definitely made a coup with this one. Their CEO that came out and did that discoherent speech, he was basically said the same sentence over and over six times using a thesaurus is basically what he said. But the fact that they're tied with the network makes sense. There's certain things that you just can't do without having the network attached. And I could see a bunch of new applications coming out based on that if both sides keep up with it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, I think if you are walking around and you want the biggest and baddest phone to be hearing around so you're totally in, you are not going to have anything other than an iPhone. You're going to be feel like an idiot pulling anything else out of your, out of your shirt pocket or wherever. If it's not an iPhone, man, you're not in. I mean, it's got to,
I totally agree. And you know what? One really odd thing that Steve didn't mention was anything about Palm. It just didn't come up. And you would think, why wouldn't you mention like Palm in talking about all this stuff? And, it's strange.
Dude, I got Palm, a Trio 700P, okay? Okay, I liked my 600. It worked. But, dude, this is the biggest. And I'm not going to say what it is, but you figure that one out, okay? I'm going to put this thing in a blender. It's the biggest
Does
pile.
It blend?
Really, I mean, it's garbage. I mean, I paid $700 for this phone, okay? I'm telling you, this iPhone deal is going to put a hurt. You know, and they're talking about, okay, we want 1% market share by 2008. You know why I said that? So when they get 4%, they're going to come out with 4. So they're going to sell, think about it, they sold 100 million iPods now, or they will, I guess, by sometime soon here. It's been 5 years, okay? So that's what, 20 million iPods a year if you average it out, okay? Dude, they're going to sell 20 million of these phones by July.
Easy. No problem. They're going to be backlogged, I think, for a long, long time.
So where do we put our order in? Did you try to order one yet?
No, I don't know if we can. Can we?
I don't know.
One?
I want one. What do I do? What do we got to do?
Well, you know, the other angle of this is that we were talking about, Jeff and I were talking about this at one time on the radio show, and it's like, when you have customers and you have an installed base, like, let's say iPods, how easy is it to convince them to go get the phone? I mean, just a couple are going to immediately, bam, open it overnight. What do you think?
I totally agree. In fact, before the show, I was going to buy one of those Motorola Q things. What's it called? The Q? Yeah. And, I thought, oh, they're not going to introduce the phone. I'm just going to pick this thing up. I'm so glad I waited because there's no way anybody's going to buy one of those after seeing this thing.
No way. I mean, it's such garbage. I mean, really, think about it. Now, I haven't actually gone over to the little cube. I see it over there. I can see it from where we're standing. Right now, we're standing in the Micromat booth. Okay, it's huge, too, by the way. I can see the phone from here in this little glass cube, and there's, like, people still drooling over it. There's, like, body fluids spread all over
the place.
It's
a
shrine. Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
It's in the body fluid protector case.
But basically, the thing's a little bit smaller than a regular iPod, and it's thinner. I mean, it's pretty bad. All the corners around it. Just go check it out, apple.com. I'm sure, by the time you hear this, you're going to have one ordered already. I'm going to try to order one somewhere.
I hope you can.
You can't order it yet. Bruce was telling us you can't order it. So you can't even, you can't get one. I mean, you're going to be sitting there hitting refresh all the time, waiting for that phone to show up for the next 6 months.
They'll have a pre-order or some announcement deal, huh?
I hope so. I mean, we got a surprise last year with the whole Intel thing. They said 1 year, and 6 months later, it's like, here they are. So they may do the same thing with these.
Well, he's saying FCC clearance and all that. You know, and if you've read what has been published in some of the Asian manufacturing bulletins, that they say they've already ramped up 12.5 million of these units available like next month. So I don't know. It's cool stuff. You're listening to Inside Mac Show. We're here live at Macworld Conference and Expo. You're here with Scott Shepherd, Brad Wright. We've been talking with Jeff Bodine. We've been talking about the iPhone. So you guys check it out. Jeff, how do we find out more information on your cool stuff?
www.micromat.com.
There you go. They got a brand new thing called Pro to Go.
But yeah, that's our big product for the show, and I think it's going to do well.
Have you been? Is the Protege's been flying off the shelf?
We can't keep them. We can't keep them. Literally, I mean, they're gone before they get there. It's if you go on our website and go to the order page for this thing, the shopping cart we use has an inventory count, and I can just sit there and hit refresh and see these things disappear. It's great. It's great. It's wonderful. But the people who supply us with the hardware, it's a small company, and you know, it takes them a while to get these to us. So we'll have a whole bunch. They go, then we're out of them for a month or two. Then we have more. They go. It's feast and famine.
Wow. Wow. But, I mean, hey, you know, I mean, as you know, that's a good problem to have, really.
It's a great problem to have, but, you know, it's a little embarrassing at times because people think, you know, we just can't,
can't
produce
deliver.
Enough.
Yeah.
And it's out of your control because you're not making the hardware.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's where Protego is really nice. It's, you know, it's a software-based product. It's up to the customer to come up with the hardware and, you know.
And I guess to go over it again, it works with any FireWire-based drive, so it'll work with a Mac Mini, but it'll also work with just a regular pocket FireWire drive.
It'll
right?
basically work with any drive,
but it'll also work, of course, with the USB drive.
Yes, it'll work with a USB drive.
If you have an Intel based Mac, if you're still using a G5 or a PowerPC G4,
so if you've really got a USB drive, you can't boot anything except for the new Intel Mac. So, as a system administrator, FireWire drive is the perfect thing
but
for
it's, but it's not prohibitive to the people that have just come new to the Mac platform. They're still able to go get
that's right.
USB.
Right, right. And then in that case, they can go get a USB thumb drive.
Smoking. If you come down, you know, you should have been to the show. You could have got a deal on it. Now you're a host. Check it out, though, at micromat.com. Brad, we're going to be back in a little bit talking more about the iPhone.
Yeah, it's going to be great, man.
There you go. www.insidemacradio.com. We'll be right back.
Are you a real estate agent? Then listen up. I've got something for you. NewHomePodcast.com. It's an exciting new way to reach an audience of home buyers that really understand technology and are fascinated with the new podcasts that are springing up everywhere. Now imagine having a dedicated, rabid audience that is in the market to buy or sell a home and wants every edge in getting the latest information. Maybe they're relocating to your area, maybe they're upgrading or downsizing, maybe they're first-time home buyers that are brand new to the process. Well, you can be their guide. And do so with professionally produced, up-to-the-minute podcasts that are delivered automatically to their computers and iPods. And that means sales for you. We make it simple. We do all the online setup, all the production, all the delivery of the podcast. All you have to do when you want to do an episode is make a phone call. Now, we do this on a zip code exclusive basis, and zip codes are going fast. So go to the website to see if your area is still available. It's newhomepodcast.com. That's newhomepodcast.com.
Inside your life,
business,
your home,
inside
your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepherd.
With Scott Shepherd.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program, coming to you live from the Apple booth here at Macworld Conference and Expo 2007 at the fabulous Moscone Convention Center in beautiful San Francisco, California. Brad, this day has been crazy, you know, with the keynote this morning, the iPhone, the Apple TV unit, the new AirPort Extreme, and all the cool stuff around here. This is like Mac's overload, dude.
Yeah, it really is. And the funniest thing about this is the first Macworld that Apple hasn't really announced any new Mac products. I mean, specifically software packages or new Macintoshes. This has all been about peripheral devices. I mean, there hasn't been one new Macintosh product announced at the show, which is really probably a milestone. Apple's never done that before.
No, you know, so interesting during the keynote, and if everybody goes to Apple.com, I believe they're going to have the keynote up that you'll be able to watch it. Sure, it's up by the time you're listening to this on the radio. You know, like you said, they talked about this and the Mac deal and the iPod, and they're like, okay, we're done. We're going to be, they're like, we have some great Mac announcements coming this year, but stay tuned for that. Now, get out of the way, baby. we're going to lay it down. And the iPhone deal was just, it's just an incredible keynote.
Yeah, and there was a spot in like where you almost could see Steve almost choking back the tears, you know, also holding back the tears, where he was so, I guess, so exuberant about this product that he'd been working on it for so long, where he just got emotional about the whole thing. And that's really, that was pretty, you could see it. It was like really from the heart on this one. Really amazing. And I think that's why they wanted to spend so much time talking on this product and really going through it and all the great features they put into it.
Yeah, I really think that, you know, this gig is, even though it's a phone, okay, but really think about it. This is a miniature Macintosh. It runs Mac OS X. We don't know what the processor is, but it's some kind of industrial something, right? Who knows? Who knows what it is? All I know is the thing had 16 hours or the battery life for like when in the iPod function. So they have this battery technology, the power management. Steve said they talked about, you know, all the years and years they put in development of portables and battery and power management. And the thing is, it's running Mac OS X. It's using Quartz and Core Graphic, and it's using all the Unix stuff of the operating system. Dude, this is crazy. If this thing wasn't even a phone, I would want to buy two or three of them.
Yeah, I would buy it in a heartbeat if it wasn't a phone. I mean, even if it wasn't a phone, if it had no phone function, if it was just an iPod, I would take it. It's everything about it just says, this is something revolutionary. This is brand new. This is something you've never seen before. It's really, really the pinnacle of Apple's product line, I think, right now.
Yeah, and think about it, okay? He said during the keynote that the market for mobile phones 2006 was 997 million units, okay? So they were hoping to have 1%. That's 10 million units, basically, by 2008. Man, they're going to sell 10 million of these things before the thing ships.
Yeah, I imagine, like, 10 million units in, like, the first day. You know, I think there's, like, almost 100 million iPods out there. It's very easy for people to say, who already have an iPod to say, hey, I think I'll give this a try. And the price point is not very expensive. It's a great product. Really good thing.
You know, it's not very expensive compared to I bought this phone. This is a Trio 700P, okay? Listen, everybody. Trio 700P. And I've loved the Palm deal for a year, and I love the Newton thing, okay? But it just, I want to put this in a blender now. I want to go step on it. I'm going to grind it up. I want to smear it in the asphalt at like 60. You know, I want a car that's low. I'm going to get in Bobby's Benz and open the door and ride my hand down the street on this thing until it's gone. Well, it is such garbage, and I can't wait to get an iPhone.
Yeah, you want to put a Zune next to it and just like explode the two of them with a big stick of dynamite, you know? That's just horrible.
What a perfect marriage, a Zune and a Palm phone. Whoa, think about that. What does it mean? I don't know.
Yeah, it's some kind of acronym we'll come up with it. We probably can't say it on the radio.
Right. I like to thank the sponsors of the Inside Mac Show, Brad. This has been pretty cool stuff here. We have Micromat, of course, at micromat.com, DVDXDV at DVDXDV.com, MCE Technologies, of course, at MCETech.com, FirmTech, the official storage provider of the Inside Mac Show at FirmTech.com, and our media partners, the Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine and American Photo Magazine at PopPhoto.com, and everybody else, you can check it out over at InsideMacRadio.com. Our guest, check it out. We've had a lot of guests. We're running out of time. You've been here with Scott Shepard, Brad Wright, live at Macworld Expo. Brad, we'll see him next week. More cool stuff, www.InsideMacRadio.com.